Our fifth Imam is the founder of the knowledges of Islam. His laqab is Al-Baqir. Baqir in Arabic means someone who knows something deeply and he expands that knowledge. So we call him Baqir al-Ulumin Nabiyyin. He's the one who expanded and spread the knowledges of all the prophets. And this has been documented in the history. Significant number of scholars of Islam, Sunni and Shia, both have been narrating. So it's a known fact that the largest number of narrations and the narrators are in the time of Imam al-Baqir and Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Our fifth Imam alayhi salam has said, the scholar from whose knowledge people benefit is superior than 70,000 regular worshippers. Some of the narrations tell us that the example of an alim is like the superiority of the sun over the stars. Doesn't matter, those stars may be billions of years away from us and they may be bigger than the size of this sun. That really doesn't matter for me in my life. The light visible to me in my life is little and smaller as compared to the light of the sun. So one person comes to the Prophet and says, if I can participate in tashyi al-janaza, ayadat al-marid, majlis of an alim, which one shall I choose? That Prophet said to him, if there are people to take care of the janaza, then certainly going to the majlis of an alim is superior than participating in 1,000 janaza and paying a visit to 1,000 marid and spending in ibadat for 1,000 nights. The word alim means who knows his duties towards Allah. Faqih means mutafaqqih fi deen, someone who has in-depth understanding of the religion. You may not be a mujtahid necessarily, and the opposite is also true. You may be a mujtahid but you are not a faqih, because you are not mutafaqqih fi deen, someone who has in-depth understanding of the religion. And you find Shah of Iran, la'natullahi alayh, is distributing the Risala al-Amaliyya, Tawdih al-Masail of Shariat Madari, free of cost. You may be a mujtahid, but you are not a faqih. I'm sorry to say that, but that's also possible. So we're talking about those of the ulama who practice their knowledge, like Imam al-Khumayni, ridwanullahi alayh, al-Imam Baqir al-Sadr, rahmatullahi alayh, al-Imam Musa Sadr. We are talking about these types of personalities. People like them deserve to be called ulama.
خدا میداند که من هر وقت نظرم به این جوانهایی که عازم جبهه هستند و با شور و شعف دارند به جبهه ها میرند، وقتی من اونها را نگاه میکنم از خودم خجالت میکشم. ما کی هستیم؟ ما چی هستیم؟ ما قریب 80 و چند سال در این دنیا، خود منم میگم، بودم و به قدر این چند روزی که اینها مشغول خدمت هستند ما خدمت نکردیم. ما خودمون را نساختیم. از من گذشت، لکن شما توجه کنید که خود را بسازید، توجه کنید که دنیا را به چیزی نگیرید، توجه کنید که همه رفتنی هستیم و باید به خدای تبارک و تعالی نزدیک بشیم